Healthy-ish is recorded live from Lankford Studios in Cedar Hill, Texas. Welcome to Healthy-ish, an educational podcast that navigates love, life, and everything in between. I'm your co-host, Prissy, and together I will be joined with Dr. Key, a relationship intelligence expert. Join us as we tackle some very controversial topics and stories. Due to some of the sensitive discussions regarding relationships and domestic violence, we advise listeners to use caution while listening.
Go ahead and get started. You have anything you want to share? We're going to talk about fatherhood. It's Father's Day week. Father's Day weekend approaching. It's Juneteenth. We got a couple of things to talk about. It always falls like that, which is interesting. But we got a lot to talk about. A little controversial stuff.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, so I'd like to thank our guests for coming in on the show today. We have Miss Sydney with us and Miss Jessica, Prissy. And as always, we're talking about healthy-ish lifestyles, healthy-ish relationships, healthy-ish thinking. We just want to make sure that people keep a healthy balance, because in life, sometimes you can get skewed to the left or the right, depending on your experiences. And there's a danger in doing that. It's a danger in becoming, too far to the left or to the right. We have to keep some type of balance there, for our own well-being, our mental health, our emotional health, success in life. So today we're going to start out talking about some of the things that are going on in current events. You know, tomorrow is Juneteenth. Juneteenth is the holiday that African Americans celebrate in the South, because we were liberated from, we were informed. Let me correct that. 2-year delay, might I add. That we were freed from slavery, emancipated by Abraham Lincoln and Congress. And so now, tomorrow is supposed to take on a whole new meaning. A lot of people have decided, based on some of the things that have gone on in the last year, a couple of months actually, in the news, but it's been happening over the years, they're going to take their protests to a new level, starting with Juneteenth. What do you think about that? Are you guys participating in that?
Well, this is the first time I'm actually hearing about this, so I don't know that I'll be participating tomorrow. Now, not everybody's going to be off tomorrow. I know some people maybe are taking off, or I think the banks are closing like at 1 o'clock, or at least Chase Bank is. But I mean, how does that affect the people that are working tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. So I know that Chase is closing, which I found to be interesting in recognizing it as a holiday, which is new, because it has never been recognized as a holiday officially.
Exactly.
But secondly, there are some groups of people that are encouraging, that we not purchase anything outside after Juneteenth.
Okay.
That we kind of, hold off on our sales so that people will appreciate our dollars more and treat us better financially, as an African-American community. So that's something that we're looking at. Power Rangers in the back.
I'm sorry. I got some Power Rangers here this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
They're helping out with the background noise.
Yeah. But so, yeah, those are some of the things that are going on. They're going on starting tomorrow. But I say that it's very apropos because Father's Day is Sunday, and we're going to celebrate the men in our lives.
Right.
The fathers in our lives. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we know mothers, their roles are what? Nurturers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're important. But what about the dads? What do y'all think about their role in our lives? Especially as women. We're all women online today.
Well, I guess I'll go first. You know, I will say that it seems like over time, you know, looking at like the media or social media even, that it's, you kind of get this idea, this feeling or this sense that fathers really aren't as irrelevant or they're not really as important.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the impression that I've continued to kind of get over the years is that, you know, they're just not. And even sometimes, you know, we even might see certain messages that kind of enforce that. But I will say that fathers are important because they have a lot to do with the type of relationships that we even as women establish later on in life. And so, I mean, as a little girl, I'm talking about my relationship with my father. I acknowledge that either the relationship I had with him or the lack thereof really had some bearing on it. And so I come away with that as an adult, and I acknowledge how important fathers really are, and not just any father, but a healthy father, a healthy present father, because one that's not that's a destructive force maybe in your life, can be catastrophic. It can be detrimental. So especially if you don't have a father, maybe your father is deceased. Right. That Father's Day can also be painful for some. Yep. That's what I've also learned as well. You know, this has many different meanings. I feel for certain people and for some women who don't have relationships or their kids don't have relationships with their dads, they want to also celebrate, you know, Father's Day for themselves, you know, to sort of take it away. This is the only holiday when it comes to Mother's Day and Father's Day that I really see women take it away from men, you know. But it may be, I believe it could be within good reason, or it could be understandable why that is. But I just know that it's way very different. It's very different.
Now, I wonder about that, because why do you think they take it away? What do you mean, take it away?
Well, take it away as in, like, I'm the mama. I mean, I'm the mama and the daddy, right? I'm doing all those roles. I'm holding all these different hats, right? Or these roles, so to speak. And so take it away in a sense that, you know, they want to be acknowledged as well. And I can't fault them for that, because I understand. I have my own experiences with that as well. So I understand where that's coming from, you know. But, I mean, it just kind of goes into, you know, why Father's Day is just not as celebrated, or it's just not as important or significant as Mother's Day.
Right. And, you know, I do hear that. I hear people say that all the time. And, put it that way, I get it. You know, dads will say, hey, when it's Mother's Day, you see flowers and the restaurants are full. It's Father's Day, and the darn place, they get a little tired, ugly tired, or something like that. So, I mean, I think that dads get a bad rap because I really do believe that good dads need to be highlighted and honored a lot more. Because I really believe they have a purpose. I didn't realize there are so many people out here that have to live life without their dad. Mm-hmm. You know, not even knowing who he is.
Right.
You know, not even knowing what he looks like. I think that's borderline abusive, because children ought to know where they came from, you know?
Right.
Now, death we can't do anything about, but I think we need to change the narrative.
Well, Dr. Key, do you think it, okay, because I understand what you're saying, but what if their father is not a healthy force in their child's life? I mean, should it just be all fathers, no matter what?
Right. So here we go with that, because there's so many that don't have dads, and the dads that they have, I hear a lot of background noise.
Woo! I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's a lot of dads that don't know how to be dads, you know? And so that's what I want to spend some time on, because I've had children to say, I just want them to talk to me. You know, he kind of picked me up, but we don't talk. Or I just wish, and the dad is like, are you kidding me? You know, talk. But it's true. You know, I don't know what's on your mind. You don't know what's on mine. We don't communicate. That's how we bond, you know? So,
right.
So that role is so important. The shoulders in which you stand. So if a child doesn't have a dad, then they don't have any shoulders to stand on. They don't have the protection. Mm-hmm. And of course, if those shoulders are negative, you know, if they're bad, that's not much to stand on. You know, if you're a bad influence or I just know that we have to change the narrative about dads being positive role models in our children's lives. I know I would be willing to say more than half, maybe 70 to 75% of those that are in loose spirit are without dads.
Mm-hmm. Or dads themselves.
Or they connected with somebody and followed somebody that didn't have a dad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because all you have to do is be affiliated with them. And yeah, so it's really important that we acknowledge these guys that are doing the right thing, that are being a positive influence. You know, there are some women that take the guys out of the children's life because they didn't work out. You know, it's time out for that. We got to make sure that we are doing the right thing by the child at all costs, you know? So let me ask Jess. Jess, are you still there?
I am, yes.
Were you fortunate to have your dad in your life?
No, I wasn't. I feel like I am pretty experienced when it comes to this. And you touched on a lot of really good points as far as how do you even start that relationship if it's been a long time. And I didn't get reconnected with my dad until after high school. I was graduating, and he had told me, you know, hey, I want to get to know you more, and it kind of just started with a lunch. And I have, like, 5 or 6 other brothers and sisters, half-brothers, stepsisters, that sort of thing. So I felt like a total outsider, but my parents were married, and he has left my mom to be another lady. She had already had kids, and they had kids together. So I have always felt like I am the outside one. But I think the main thing is wanting to build a relationship is just to ask questions, just to know about me. Like, know, hey, what's your favorite color? What do you like to do? I know that he likes to ride motorcycles. I feel like that's really cool that that's something that we could talk about. But here we are during, you know, holidays, and you're just staring at me, and I don't know where to go with that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It can be very awkward, right?
It can be, and it's like, well, where do we go from here? And you're totally right. My mom got remarried, and there was someone who was in my life that did care about getting me and my sister things and being there. So that's where I felt like I was fortunate. But as far as my biological dad, that is something that's still a work in progress, but I feel like it's definitely impacted me, like, even as an adult.
Absolutely. With dating, you know,
all of it.
Really? How else? Do you think it impacts you?
Well, I think just relationships in general. I mean, my grandma and my mom raised me, and they're very strong, tough women. But as far as having that guy's perspective, it wasn't really there. So, I mean, I feel like there's always a little bit of something missing there.
Yeah. And that's why I always say, you know, I'm not suggesting that we can't be successful without the father figure there. Obviously, you can be, because if they can die and you can still live. My mom was an orphan, right? She didn't have a mom or a dad, and she survived. They died when she was very young with tuberculosis. And it's so unfortunate, but were there some things that she missed? Were there some things that, that were not the same for her for the rest of her life? Absolutely. You know, she had this undying love for our children that were, that didn't have anybody, you know, because that was her, you know, so she was more compassionate for those individuals than she would be for her own children. Not that she didn't love them, but the compassion was there for the others. And so it's so important that we understand that and even recognize that. I don't think even as a nation we have acknowledged that there are children without parents that are not actively engaged in their life. Or how to bridge that gap? How to bridge the gap of communication so they can reconnect, you know? And it feels weird too, as the child trying to make the connections. But I will say, my dad did not grow up in my home. They fought too much, and it was better that they not be together. But neither one of them said, "I love you," my mom or dad, but they showed it. They showed it. They showed it in their actions, but they never said it. And through my life, I think through college, I was told, you know, "Have you ever had your parents say they love you?" And I was like, "No, my parents don't say that." So if I ever wanted to hear it, I had to initiate it, right? And so what's weird is that their generation was never taught that. You know, their generation wasn't taught the same thing we were taught. So if they showed you love, then that means they loved you, you know. And think about African American culture in particular, you know, you had to be so tough. You had to be so strong. You had to endure a lot. And so a lot of the communication was so strong. It was not soft at all. And so I started saying it to my dad, you know, and I said, when I get off the phone, "I love you." And he said, "Oh yeah, yeah, love you too," and hang up real quick. It was really awkward at first, but he got comfortable with it, you know? So it's not, I don't think that it's safe to say that the learning will come one-sided. Even as a parent, I know that my children, not knowing it, but they teach me a lot. So whether they know it or not, they teach me a lot, you know, about how to do things or how to say things or how it feels to hear things. Or so I would recommend you to just have that conversation, you know, about how I would love for us to be able to talk a little bit. No, it's not comfortable for you, especially machismo in the Hispanic community. Oh my God. Whew, it's hard. You got to cut it like a knife, you know, but it's good dialogue. It's a good place to start by saying, "This Father's Day, I'd like to create that," you know, because I feel like I got a couple of gaps, a couple of spots in here that I are incomplete, and I'd like to fill them, you know what I mean? So I'd like to be able to talk with you about some stuff. And it may be difficult at first, but maybe we can get through that, you know. But I really would love for us to be able to have a little more one-on-one time so I can talk to you about some things. Do you think we can do more of that in 2021, you know, 2021? That, I think, you'll find to be more rewarding, because I had a student that was doing us eating edibles, marijuana, and her mom asked for an intervention, and her dad was there. And she was shocked that he came, because he sells marijuana.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was like, "Wait a minute, what are you doing? I can't believe he's coming." You know, and what could he possibly say And you know, the irony is, he said, have you ever seen me with any marijuana? Have you ever seen me smoke? And she hadn't. She had not, but she knew, I've never seen you go to work.
Right.
But his point, to her surprise, that was important to her, that he was wanting to be there and that he cared about her to be there. Mm-hmm. And when she said, I just want him to talk to me, because he would pick her up religiously every first and third weekend, and he'd get in the car and he'd take her and buy her what she wants. And he would drop her off at the stepmom's, at their house, leave her with the stepmom. And, you know, that's where the relationship was. And so ever since then, but he didn't have a dad, right? So he didn't know what to do. He just knew he was going to be in her life, but he didn't know what it required exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask her now, you know, how is it? She said, it's good. He talks to me. And he was, you know, so it's the little bitty things that we think are common sense that are not so common at all. Very little things. So I encourage it. I'm glad I did it with my dad, because now I'm the baby of six, and he didn't have it with any of the others. I'm probably the closest child that he to him. And but I forced that relationship. I called him. I went to visit. I honored him on Father's Day, you know. And so we were able to create that bond. But yeah, it's tough at first, but you just want to be honest with them. One of the craziest things is I found that they love for you to be honest with them, you know. Whereas women are more concerned about you being sensitive to us, you know, they want you to be honest with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage that. So how about you, Sydney? What do you think of, what do you cherish most about your father figures in your life? Were you fortunate enough to have a dad in your life?
Yes, very fortunate. And fortunate enough to have a dad and a stepdad. In my life as well as a grandfather. Starting off with the dad piece, I think Priscilla said it earlier about how you know, a lot of times it's important for you to know your father, because that's how you are able to choose the relationships that you are looking for to be in. And so it kind of lets you know a little background on what it is and why you're looking for that. Sometimes it's not always the right thing to look for, but it's just something that you become attracted to. I think if that is your father, if that makes sense.
You know, it's funny too, because we had a co-parenting relationship, their dad and I. And in doing so, I wasn't happy about that, because he had them every week and I had them the other week. So every other week they went from one place to the other one. And it had its advantages, but it also had disadvantages, right? And he was such a difficult person to work with. I think so much so that we didn't talk at all. No talk at all. We just drop them off, pick them up at Brahms every Sunday and Thursday. That was it. Bless you, baby. And it made it really difficult to make things work until I just got used to it. And I wondered, how is this going to end up? You know, how are they going to end up in this? Because it's two different lifestyles every other week. But then I became to appreciate the fact that at least he wanted to be in their lives and he was being, taking care of them, you know? So I'm glad to hear that did help you to have them in hindsight.
in your life.
So yeah, and so I what I was gonna say was, it was like different for me. It was like it helped in different parts of my life. So like the first part of my life, you know, he helped me in that sense where he was able to provide me, you know, with a little background knowledge on about men and what, you know, I should look for in a man and things like that. But then my mom's current husband, Dr. Langford, stepped in. And so it also provided me, because, of course, when you're younger, you don't look too much deep into it. But then once you start to get older, you start to see what mom is doing and what her relationship looks like. And then you start to get the feel of, oh, okay, well, he's treating her good, so this is the type of relationship that I want. And so it becomes, as opposed to just something that you just put into the back of your mind, it becomes something that's in the front of your mind, and it's more so visual for you. And then also, like I said, with my granddad, he was a lot of comic relief, where he also showed me, he had a lot of parts of him that were put into me to make me of who I am today. So I think that they each play a part in who I am, for one, and then as well as who I would like to be with in the future.
Right. So, yeah, I think that although things didn't work out and their biological dad didn't get along, I think that it was necessary for me to put my preference aside for them to have that fulfillment of knowing who they came from and those, that part of them. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And good or bad, you're not going to always agree with them. They're not going to always be all you want them to be. Because mm-hmm. that stuff used to be so cheap. I mean, I would be so upset sometimes, you know, but that's the thing I wanted to bring out today. Time that people give is the most valuable thing they can give you. Time. So a lot of times dads don't come around because they don't have the money, or they're feeling sorry for themselves, or the person that they're with may make them feel bad. The mother may make them feel bad about not paying child support, but the most important thing that they can give that child is a positive example and time and encouragement, you know?
Yeah, because you see so many children, of course, now they're like, oh yeah, all I want is money. Daddy, give me some money. And, you know, but they also realize that, I mean, money doesn't really matter. It's like you said, it's more so that time. And then they don't realize it, but it's really affecting them, because, say, for instance, with me, I know, like my mom said, my dad was, or is currently, very cheap. Frugal. and so, but in that way, I'm in the same way, to where, I mean, it's crazy, because, and that's why I think it's very important for you, you know, for one, to choose the right person, for one, but then also, you know, the habits that they have, your children will also have.
Mm-hmm.
He has some habits that I have that I didn't even know he had, that now I have them currently. And I didn't mm-hmm. know he had them until I did, like, for instance, I ran out of gas. And I'm like, I have the money to pay for it. I just I just choose not to. But then once I ran out of gas, he was like, no, you can't do this. I used to do this. And I was like, what? Okay. That I have came from him, I didn't even know about. So I think that's important as well.
Because people can say, you know, people don't know why I'm that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? People are like, I don't know why. But a lot of it is biological or genetic, and you don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just wanted to take a moment and talk about that. And Chrissy, did you talk about the things you value or appreciate most about what your dad did contributed to your life? You said you were privileged enough to have your dad, right?
Right. And, you know, I was a daddy's girl. Okay. As a very small child.
And I say small child, but all I know is that when I got to be a teenager, my relationship with him changed. And I never understood it up until maybe a few years ago why that was. But, you know, I actually had somebody tell me that when your daughters, when a man's daughter actually progresses, makes that, I guess, that leap into teenage years, it becomes awkward for them to relate to their daughters because it's not the same, you know. Their daughters ain't going to jump on their laps no more. There's a lot of things that are very different. And, you know, I of course, you don't know that growing up as a little girl. But when I did become a teenager, my father became more like of a, took like a another role, like a background role, I would say, to my mom. And he became more of a silent person in the relationship in terms of, like, you know, my mom, my dad. And he really just didn't talk as much when I became a teenager. And so, you know, unfortunately, what that kind of led for me is, you know, there's not much to go off on. And your relationship stops progressing in a way after that, right? Because they're no longer really relating to you. They're there, you know, they're there physically in the home. You see them every day. There's a hi and all that kind of stuff. But then it's almost like you become strangers in a way.
Right.
You know? So emotionally, you know, he really wasn't present as I recall him being at when I was a teenager. And then I moved out when I was 18 and, you know, moved out on my own at that time. And so that kind of made it fragmented for me in a way, because over time he became more of an out of sight, out of mind. And I really didn't know that I had the ability to kind of foster the relationship with him as an adult. Like I for a long time I was like, well, that's on him. He got to call me if he want to have a relationship with me. And I was really just taking away my role that actually I could actually call him and check on him because I'm an adult now.
Right.
But I didn't really think of it like that, you know. And you know, sometimes you holding on to old stuff too, you know.
Right.
And so that was, you know, that was for me. So now, you know, that's so many years ago. And so I called my dad. I check on my dad. We had this pandemic thing going on and I was sending him food over there and groceries. And so I've taken on a better role. Once I realized I had more power than I thought I did, I started to do better with that. But for a long time, I just didn't think I really had the power. And I was always waiting on him to reach out to me, which he did. But he would always be upset about it. Like, why don't you call me? Why don't you reach me out to me? Why don't you come visit me? You know, so I think I just didn't know what to do with those things because I didn't know how to tell him, well, Dad, you're supposed to call me, you know. But I was actually wrong. I mean, I really could have been reaching out to him. But I think just the biggest thing that really stood out to me was my teenage years and just kind of how quiet he became at that time.
Well, you know, that's funny you say that because all the roles are awkward. They become, mm-hmm. as we transition, it becomes a little more awkward and we have, and the person who sees it has the responsibility of saying it, you know, like, hey, I noticed that we're not, you know, talk to me no more. The reason I ended up being more engaged, I think, in my dad's life is I'd go to my grandmother's. She was our spokes. You know, older people are so open, right? They'll say whatever it is they're feeling. So she'll say, I talked to your dad. He said he hadn't heard from you. You know, and I'm like, well, he could call me, but he's so I'm thinking, I keep hearing this, so I said, he must want to hear from me. So I start calling more, you know what I mean? Or she'll say, why you haven't called your dad? You know, I'm like, I don't know, I just been crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So those people have been there to kind of orchestrate the connect, you know? But I just want to take a moment to say, listen, None of us are perfect beings. Even though we're parents, we have a lot to learn. I am just really fascinated with the process of parenting in itself because you start out, you know, with lusting after somebody. And then next thing you huge role as a responsible person for a responsible being responsible for a whole person. And you don't have any prior knowledge on how to do it, and so you're just thinking. That's why they always say the oldest is the guinea pig, because you don't know how to do it. And you learn and get better as the children, you know, with the youngest, you know, the oldest always say, you don't do nothing that you used to do with the old, with me, with the, you know, with the younger one. You don't fuss at them, you don't whoop them like he used to do us, but they learn, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like everything is trial and error. And so I do want to take a moment and just say, listen, they are not, men are not even nurtured as much as we are in terms of how to communicate, how to express their feelings. But if you have a man that is in your life that does take time out to show some form of love and no pain, go the next step and show them appreciation. It was an epiphany that hit me maybe several years back where I noticed that when the trash day is out, when I have a real man in my, now that I have a real man in my life, trash day is out, he takes the trash out. If there's a rodent, a roach, a fly, anything in the house, he takes care of it. If the plumbing is backed up and it stinks, he takes care of it. You know, and so that I realized that they take care of, if they're doing it right, they're taking care of the things that we don't want to deal with. Mm-hmm. They may not do what we do on the daily, but they do things that we don't want to do if they're doing things appropriately. And so we have just and meet them where they are. If we want them to do more, let's work on cultivating the communication for the for that to happen. But definitely know that if you're honoring who they are, right where they are, and communicating to cultivate a better relationship, that's the right path. That is definitely the right path. All we can always look at all of our lives to find out what we can do better or what we can change. But the grateful heart, the person that will take what they have and appreciate it and build on it is the one with the most success, you know? So I just wanted to take a moment to wish all the fathers out there, especially those that have made the sacrifices, that have messed up and still try, you know, to do more. I want to give it up to them and let them not be weary in well-doing, not forgetting that they don't necessarily have to have financial material things for the child to appreciate them. It literally is the moments of the memories and the time that they'll be most valued for. And I thank God that you may not have, you ladies that have been on with us today have had the biological dad. It may have been someone that was spiritually sent, because I actually think that we're born in biological, in a biological realm, but I think that at some point in our lives, all things turn spiritual. So you'll have people that are more spiritually encouraging than you do physically or biologically encouraging. And there are people that'll be more a family to you than your own biological family. So I hope that I hope that you found encouragement in that, because I certainly had, although I had my dad and he wasn't in the household, my mom had a great deal of friend guys and boyfriends, and so I've had my fair share of stepdaddies, and they were nice to me. They did not take advantage and do anything inappropriate, and I even honor that. So I took Dr. O and I took some bags that we got from an agency that, and added to it. We gave, we put some things in the bags as well and delivered them for Father's Week because of these people that have made contributions in our lives that didn't have to. you know. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that you guys find refuge in that as well, because for what somebody can't biologically do, what somebody mm-hmm. biologically can't do for us, spiritually, God can send someone else to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say? All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining our call. It was a quick call today and we almost didn't get it. So I'm really glad we were able to get this in so that we can wish all the great fathers out there a wonderfully happy Father's Day, and wishing everyone a happy Juneteenth. And please enjoy, honor your dads, honor father figures, role models, because you make the world a better place. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'd like to send a special thanks to our supporters and for those listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating or review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or Spotify. Have yourself a great day and be sure to join us next time on Healthy-ish. Healthy-ish is proudly supported by Langford Avenue and the Avenue Proactive Resource Center. For more information, visit our website at www.enddomesticviolenceindallas.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.